How do we have the Seder Hazimun? What's the bracha, the nusach we say? Veshleisha oimer nevorach. Veshleisha we say nevorach, shechanu mishaloi. That's the way the mezamin starts off. Agav, we start off first, we say Rabbosai Mevel invention. So the Mishmur brings down, this really comes from the Zohar, that the Zohar says, before we start to do a mitzvah, we should make Shom HaChono to like bring down the Kedusha of the mitzvah. So before we go to make the Birchas HaZimin, which we're soon going to see is going to be Nevorach Shechan LeMishaloi, that's the real bracha, we start our first time Rabbosai Mevel invention. We say, let's go bench. That's called the Hazmona of the HaChono for Zimun. And we enter back, Yishem Hashem Baruch Matthew Badalom. That's the Hachonah for Zimun. Now we say, Birshus Mamar Vasai, Nevorech. Nevorech is the beginning of Birchus HaZimun. The Mishnah says, this man you have three, is Oymen Nevorech. Like we say, Nevorech Shachanu Mishaloi. Vuhu, Mashbishloi Shavu. Let's say there are four people there. There are three people besides the one that's being Mizamin. Is then Oymen Boruchu. He's allowed to say Boruchu. Instead of saying Nevorech, Nevorech means let's all together bench Hashem, you could say Baruch Hu. Means you three bench Hashem. But you're excluding yourself and saying to you three Baruch Hu. But you only have three, you can't say Baruch Hu. But Baruch Hu means you, the two alone is not enough. So when you have only three, you have to say Nevorech. When you have four, then you could say Baruch Hu. Now be Asor, let's say there are 10 people that ate together. Oime Nevorech Elokeinu. We say Nevorech Elokeinu Shechanu Mishaloi. The Asara Vahu, let's say there are 11 people there. So besides the Mavorech, there are 10 other people. Oimer Boruchu. Then he can again say, Boruchu Elokeinu Shechanu Mishaloi. Boruchu Mashme, you 10 people give back Hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can exclude himself. So Mavorech, Oimer Boruchu. The Echad Asara Rebuya has the same halacha. Whether you have 10 or whether you have 10,000, the Sata Tanakama, we don't say more than Nevorech Elokeinu Shechanu Mishaloi. And we hope we pass in Mosul Slav Lata Tanakama, that no matter how many people there are, we don't say more than Elokeinu. That's the Tanakama. Now the next man Yama says no, the Meir, let's say you have 100 people, who Oime Nevorech Hashem Elokeinu. Not just Elokeinu, you say Hashem Elokeinu. The Neyevahu, if there are 100 people and one, besides the Mavorach, there are 100 people, Oime Boruchu. He says Boruchu, Hashem Elokeinu, Shechanu Mishaloi. The Elif, let's say there are 1,000 people, who Oime Nevorach, Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael. He says a little bit more. He's Nevorach, Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael. The Elifahu, if there are 1,000 people and besides him, he says 1,001, then again, Oime Boruchu. He could say Boruchu this Lashon Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael, because he could say Boruchu means you 1,000 people say this bracha. For Rabuya, let's say there are 10,000 people. Oimer he says Nevorech Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzevokos Yoshev Hakruvim Al Hamozen Shocham. That's the nusach you say if you have 10,000 people. For Rabuya Bahu, let's say there are 10,000 people and besides him and one besides him. Then Oimer Boruchu. Again, instead of saying Nevorech means all of us together, he could say Boruchu, you 10,000 people say this bracha to Hashem. So the more Kiinyan Shu Mavorech Kach Oinim Achru. The same way he says it, that's where we answer back. Like we say, he says by three Nevorech Shachanu Mishaloi. So we answer back Boruch Shachanu Mishaloi Budu Bachinu. If there are 10, and Alocha, there's no nafkamino between 10 and 10,000, but he says, Nevorech Elokeinu Shechanu Mishaloi, we answer back, Boruch Elokeinu Shechanu Mishaloi. And just say, Nusach, he said, we answer back. Kinyin Shu Mevorech, Kach Oinem Achru. Boruch Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzavokais, Yoshev Akruvim Alamosin Shechanu Mishaloi. Reb Yosi Aglili Oimer Lefi Roiv Hakol Hey Mevorchim. Like the Gemara's Mazda, this is the Pshat in last man the Yom goes according to Reb Yosi Aglili that says it depends upon how many people you have. 10 has a Nusach Lokeinu, 100 Hashem Lokeinu, 1,000 this, 10,000 they're different Nuschois. Why? Because the Kwasi Da he holds Lefi Roiv Hakol Hey Mevorchim. Depending upon how big the Tzibur is, that's a different type of bracha you have to have. Shenema the Pasuk says the Makalois Borchu Lakim. Hashem mimekar Yisrael. The Mekalois, means the makelos, means in the tzibur, you have to give a bracha to Hashem. So depending upon how big the tzibur is, the bracha changes. That's Rabbi Yosi Aglili Shita, and that's Pshat that's last man the Yomah. Now Omer Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva is the first Tanakama that says no. Once you have 10, you say Elokeinu, and no matter how many more you have, you only say Elokeinu. Omer Rabbi Akiva, not Mam Mitzinu Beis HaKnesses. Just like we find when we daven in shul, Echad Merubim, V'Yechad Mewatim, Oimer Baruch Hu Es Hashem. When we answer Baruch Hu in shul, yeah, no matter how many people there are, whether it was only 10, whether 100 or 1,000, we still say the same nusach, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMabaruch. We don't say anything else. So here also, by Brichas HaZimun, once you have 10, all you say is Lakenu, and no matter 100 or 10,000, it's still a Lakenu. Baruch Hu Es Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavaruch. That's where we hold, and we say Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavaruch, by Baruch Hu. But Rabbi Akiva says, you just say Baruch Hu Es Hashem. But it says, Raya, in davening, everybody holds, you don't change the Nusach. It's who are then by Zimun here, you only say Elokeinu, and not more. That's the Machlokes, the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, the Machlokes is Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem, that to free the Tzibur, you say different brachas. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, the Baruch always stays the same, just like by Baruch Hu, it always stays the same. Trashi, Bishlei Shavu, I'm a Baruch Hu. To a Baladi day, Ika Zimun. V'chein Kulam. That's a swear all over. If there are only 3, or only 10, you have to say Nevorach means all together. Once you have 4, so he could say to those 3 people, Baruch Hu, you Ben Sashem. Echad Asara, V'yechad Asara Rebuya, this is Rabbi Akiva, Tanakam Mishita, Kleimar. Hakel Shavu. That's all the same Nusach. Once you have 10 people that you say Elokeinu, you never say more than that. First the Mishnah says 10 and 10,000 are the same, and then right away it brings out different sheetahs, that 100 you say Hashem Elokeinu, and 1,000 and 10,000. And the parrot of the Gemara is, this is Rabbi Akiva and this is Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rashi lefi Rav Hakal Hey Mevorchim. It's Rabbi Yosef Glili Shita. K'may Shomar sheyesh chilik ben meyeli asara or ben meyeli elif or ben elif rebuya. That's a chilik between 10, 100, 1,000, and 10,000. V'adiktani yechad asara rebuya. That we first the first man the Yom said there's no difference between 10 or 10,000. That's Rabbi Akiva. The Yom Amamitzinu Beis Hakneses. In davening in shul b'shachris, whether there are 10 people, there are 1,000 people, we say the same nusach baruch was Hashem baruch. Is afkan who are din by brichas azimun? Ein chilik hochimuk lo begemara. That's the maskanas on gemara, and the law we hold like a bekiva that we never say more than nevorach elokeinu. Once we have 10 people, 100, 10,000, it's the same nusach nevorach elokeinu. So the gemara. Omar Shmuel liyolon al yoytzi odem mesatzma min haklal. Whenever you could say a bracha, it's always good to include yourself in the bracha. Now this is going to be the shal in the Mishnah, that when you only have 3 people, we say nevorach. Nevorach is a mashmuel altogether. You're including yourself. Nevorach, even like all of us together. Baruch Hu is a lashon like you 3, Ben Sashem, and not me. So it's a question if you could say a lashon of nevorach or Baruch Hu, which one is better to say? So Shmuel says you should always say the word Nevorach better, because Nevorach is including yourself. Don't take yourself out of the cloud. Even though the Mishnah says when you have 4 people, you're allowed to say to those 3 people Baruch Hu, you should know, but it's still better to say Loshen Nevorach or Nevorach. Don't take yourself out of the cloud. So it's always better to say Nevorach, and that's why we hold the Maisa. We always say Nevorach, we never say Baruch Hu. I feel you have 4 people benching together, we don't say Baruch Hu. We always say Nevorach, because it's better to include yourself. So the Mor Tanan, Sarai from the Mishnah, says, B'shloisha, for who I'm a Baruch Hu. So here's a kasha. Mishnah's mash, when you have 4 people, then your Badafka is supposed to say Baruch Hu. By saying Baruch Hu, you're excluding yourself. Trashi Tanan, Bishloi Shavu, I'm a Baruch Hu. Al Mahochi Yodif, Kuleiner, Rabbi Matim, Viafilu Eini Imochim. Mashma is better that way, to tell them, you 3 people, you bench a Kodesh Baruch Hu, like you don't need me. So Mashma is better to exclude yourself, because like you're saying, this Rabbi, you bench. And the Gemara, no, it's not Shve Eimer Af Borchu. The Mishnah just means if you want to, you could say Borchu. Although Mikol Mokim Nevorach Odif, Avada Nevorach is better. The Yomar Avada Barava Amri Beirav Tanina. We learn another raya for this is it says Gvov Nechlokim. If you have six people living together, they're allowed to divide up into two different categories and make them Zimin 3 and 3. Ad Yud, until you have 10 people. When you have 10, then they can't divide up, because with 10 you say Nevorach Elokeinu. If you divide up 5 and 5, you don't say Elokeinu. But the Diyak, 6 you could divide up. Now, Iyamrit Bishleim and Nevorach Odiv, if you say even when you have 6 people, you're still better off saying Nevorach as Mishum Hochi Nechlokim. That's why it's good 6 could divide up into 3 and 3. Well, by 3, what's the Nusach going to be? You can only say Nevorach. So if you're going to say when you have 6, you're supposed to say Boruch Hu, and that's Vedon, how could they divide up into 3 and 3? 3 and 3, you only say Nevorach. Halamai, it's Araya, even when you have 6, still Nevorach is better. Mishumachin, Echlokin. Eliyamrit, Boruch Hu, Odev, but if you're going to tell me, no, when you have more than 3, when you have 4, 5, 6, you're supposed to have to say Boruch Hu, or Bezeyamai, Echlokin. Why could they divide up? It's better to have 6 to say Boruch Hu. Elalav Shemamina, Nevorach, Odev Shemamina. But Avad, it's always better to say Nevorach. The Mishnah just says that when you have 4, if you want to say Baruch Hu, you're allowed to when you yotze mitzvah zimun. But Shzok Shmuel, it's better always to say Nevorach. Trashi af Baruch Hu, Shapit Domis, that's the Chiddush. Even if you say Baruch Hu, you also yotze. Miel Toivla Lias Bechlaham Avorachim, it's always better to say Nevorach. Trashi Tanina means Siyat L'Shmuel Rayat L'Shmuel. Shisha Nechlokim, Im Rotzu L'Cholek L'Shtecha Burus L'Zaman Eil L'Yatzmon V'Eil L'Yatzmon Rishoyi. They want to divide up 3 and 3, the mutahein. Sharei zimun kan vakan. Monashach, both have a zimun. Adasora kloima. Vechein zayin vechein ches. The shtei chaburus. Vechein tes the shtei chaburus. Oy l'shloisha. Nine already can even have 3. Adasora. Avlim hoya soro. When you have 10 people eating together, chalo aleya maskoros hashem. Then the chiv zimun is to say nevorach elokeinu. Vim yachalku loyia shem haskoro. They won't be able to say Hashem's name. Therefore, the din is ein nechlokim. Ad sheyiyu shem esrim. Till you have 20. When you have 20, then you can have 10 and 10, two chaburs.
You can split up 10 and 3, and you
have 13. Right. Only when you have 20, you can divide up then. Hagasin, v'yamet baruchu, adef amai shishin nechlokim, im yitzu ha-mikori yechoyim leima baruchu. If you say Baruch is better, so when you have 6, they should not be allowed to divide up. It's better to say Baruch. El lav shemamino af Baruch kama masnisin. The chiv on the masnisin af Baruch kama is mistavri he she toivla liyodim liyos menem aborchim. Now you have Shmuel Svara. His Baruch is as good. The Mishnah says you could also say Baruch. But now menas Svara Shmuel says you should be part of the aborchim. The siyata de Shmuel. This is part of the gears. This is a riot to Shmuel. By this. So tomorrow, Tanina Nam Yoch is another raya for this. Bein Shama Boruchu, Bein Shama Nevorach, Ein Teif Sinoi Soi. So you see, both Lashonis are good. It's even though you have 4 or 5 people, if you want to, you could say Nevorach, we don't chap you, like say you're doing something wrong. And Ein Teif Sinoi Snakach, V'ha Niknonim, Teif Sinoi Siakach. Shon Niknonim is people that are medagdic very much, and they're Lashon, they'll be medagdic, they'll chap you. Rashi Tani Nam Yochi, the Masnisin Af Baruch Hu Koma, Vanigdokti means Davkonim, Toif Sinoisei Al Shoitzi Yatsim in a Klal. It's Fakir, they hold like Shmuel so stark that if you're going to say Baruch Hu, they'll chap you and tell you're doing wrong. That your Vedavka is supposed to say Nevorach. And that's our meaning that we always say Nevorach. Whether you have 4 or 5 people, we always say Nevorach means including yourself in the Baruch. So the Gemara, Umi Brechoysov Shal Odom Nikr, Im Tam Chochem Hu Im Lav. From the way you make a bracha of the nusach habracha, we could tell whether you're talmud chacham or not. Ketzad, Rebbe Yoime uvetuvoi hareza talmud chacham. We end up saying, Borah shachamu mishaloi uvetuvoi chayinu. Means from your goodness we live. Uvetuvoi. Or with your goodness we live. Hareza talmud chacham. Umituvoi, but if somebody's going to say umituvoi, means from your goodness, means just a little bit of your goodness, hareza bor. That's not nice already. Drashi, umituvoi hareza bor, shemamayit patag molusov shalmolozov shalmokim. You're taken away from the goodness that Hashem does to us. Dimash medova muit kidechayim. Like, umituvoi means from his goodness he does a little bit. He gives us a little bit chayim. Uvatuvoi means loshin with his goodness. Umituvoi from his goodness. there's no good to say umi tuvay, you're supposed to say uve tuvay. Like we say, Baruch Shechanu Mishalai, uve tuvay chayinu. Omalei Abaya l'ravdimi, ay v'hoksiv, v'vichosecha yivorech, or yivorech as beis avadechul yulam. So it says umi v'vichosecha, the mashmi, you could say loshen umi, from your brachas, you gave the bracha to Abayis. So here also, umi tuva should also be good. And the Gemara b'sheila shani, depends if you ask him something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's different. Then you could say a loshen miyut. Rashi b'sheila shani, she'ashoyel, shoyel ka'oni. When you ask him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to ask like an oni. Al pesach, she'ena merim roish lishol she'ela g'deila. Then you can't ask for too much, you only ask for a little bit. So you ought to ask, like, please give me a little bit of your bracha. For the Gemara name, b'sheila nami yaksib, there's a pasuk, even when you ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pasuk of Tehillim says, harchei picha v'yamaleyu, open up your mouth wide and I'll fulfill you. Mashmi is supposed to ask for as much as you want and open up and say as much as you want. Shrashi achet picha, lisho kol taiva secha, it's everything you want. Ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, join davening, have kavana, whatever you want. And the Gemara knows who b'divrei Torah ksiv. Achet picha b'dashin goes on divrei Torah. It means open your mouth wide, it means learn a lot. Not going on Shayla asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going on learning Torah. That you should open up your mouth wide, be a Malay HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fill your needs then. By Tanya, Rabbi Yoimer, Betuvai Chayinu, like we say, Boshchan Mishkoyim Betuvai Chayinu, Hareza Talachochem, that's good. Chayim, if you just say Betuvai Chayim, Hareza Bor. Rashi Chayim Hareza Bor, the Hoitzi Yatsim in a cloud. Nashmet's not coming for you. The Hashem gives Chayim, but not to you. Hey, Chayinu, Mashma Hashem makes us live. You're supposed to include yourself in the bracha. Now, Habloi Zat Gemara Masni Yivcha. They learned Fakert that you're supposed to say Chayim and not Chayinu. So, Gemara Vnesukosukan Habloi. We don't pass like Nahabloi. You're supposed to say Nahabloi Chayinu, include yourself. Rashi Masni Yivcha, Chayim Odif. They said Chayim is better. Shekredel as Kol Boyelim. Chayim is Mashma, all type of living things. And we don't pass the Nabloi, it's better to say Choyinu, which means us. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Nivorech she'achalnu mishaloi hareza Talmud Chochem. As we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ate from his food. Nivorech she'achalnu, we ate mishaloi from him, that's good, like we do. Trashin, Nivorech she'achalnu mishaloi, mashme shu yechidi, she'akil oichle mishaloi. The Eivish is one, everybody eats from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mashenken, somebody says, lemi she'achalnu mishaloi, not Nevorech, but Lemi Shechanu Mishloi Hareza Bor. That's not nice. Because Lemi, from the person we ate from, to mean the Balabos, as if to say thanking the Balabos that gave you teeth. Shrashi Lemi Shechanu Mishloi, Mashma Merubim Hein, Oy Zezon Ezev, Zozon Ezev. Lefi Devorech, Mevorech is Balabais. Comes out, you're only benching the Balabos. So you shouldn't say Lemi Shechanu Mishloi, but you say Nevorech Shechanu Mishloi. Omalei Ravacha b'rei d'rovel Ravashi v'amrinon. I think Moram Sochim says by the Haggadah, when you come to right before Hallel, we say the right after Hallel, in the middle, we say the bracha, we say Lemi she'osol avaseinu v'lonu has kol anisim o'elu. So we say Lemi. So we don't say like Nevorach, we say Lemi. So here also, why can't we say Lemi shechanu mishaloi? You see, Lemi also means from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omalei hosa mucha milsa. There we are talking about Nisim, it's Mucha Nus, talking about the Eivishter. But man of it Nisa, Kutcha Brichu, who's the one that does Nisim the Eivishter? So when you're talking about Nisim, then you could say, Lemi Shasala, the Saint of London, is called Nisim Elu. When you're coming to thank the Son that Hashem gave you food, if you would just say, Lemi Shachanu Mishalai, you would think maybe you mean the Balabos that gave you to eat. Therefore you're supposed to say, Nevorech Shachanu Mishalai, we're benching the Eivishter. Trashi also mucha milsa, to be maisa nisim leka lameimim rubin. But comes to do nisim, he can't say a few people do nisim. Shit is the Eibishter. Om Rab Yechanin, Boruch Shachanu Mishaloi, Hareza Talmud Chochem. That's what we say, Boruch Shachanu Mishaloi. Al Hamozin, somebody says Boruch, Al Hamozin, Shachanu, Hareza Bor. Drashi, Kritnan Alamozin Shachanu Blakatonu Mishaloi. That's different. Alamozin Shachanu Areza Bor. Taisis says, Alamozin Areza Bor, Zak Taisis, second Taisis, Demashma Demavorach Labalabayis, Hamachiloi. You're benching the Balabos. Dile Rachmono, Lomhu Maskimozin. Even without the food, you have to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, you shouldn't say, Al HaMozin Shechanu, just Baruch Shechanu Mishaloi. And we're not to say Al HaMozin. Omer Rav Huna, Bread of Yeshua. Lo Yamorun El Abigimul, Toleke Shem Shemayim. It's only when we don't say Hashem's name that you have these chsroinis, like it's mashma, you're blessing the Baal HaBos, not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avu Ba'asoro. When you have 10 people that we say, Lokeinu, the Kishem Shemayim, is Muchachamilsa. Then it's Muchachamilsa, we mean Klaw the Yebishtah. Kiritnan. Kinyin Shumavorach, Kachayna Machru. The same way he answers, we answer back. Boruch Hashem, Lokei Yisrael, Lokei Atzvokais, Yeshiv Akruvim, Alamosin Shochanu. So you see, Klaw, when you have that 10,000 people, when you mention Hashem's name, you're allowed to say Al Hamozin Shochanu, because there you don't make mistakes that maybe you're thanking the Baal HaBos. Since you're saying Hashem's name, shoot, you're thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But we don't hold like this. We hold even by 10. We say Elokeinu, still we say Baruch Elokeinu Shochanu Mishloi V'tu V'chiyinu. Right. Echad the Mishnah says now Echad Asara V'Yechad Asara Rebuya. The first Tanakhama it says whether there's 10 or 10,000. Still, we only say the Baruch Elokeinu, nothing more. For the Gemara, Gufa Kasher, it's a theory in the Mishnah. Omar to Echad Asara V'Yechad Asara Rebuya, where there are 10 or 10,000. You still say the Baruch Elokeinu, Al Moki Adodi Ninu, it's the same Nusach HaBrocha. V'od the Ketonin, right after that, the Mishnah says, V'meya Oimer, or V'elef Oimer, Rebuya Oimer. The Mishnah then says different Nuschois. If you have 100, you say Hashem Elokeinu. 1,000, Hashem Elokei Tzavokos, you say. You have different Nuschois. And the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yosef Lekasha, Ho Rabbi Yosef Yaglili, Ho Rabbi Kiva. Like it says in the end of the Mishnah, it's not like the Sefer the Mishnah says. Rabbi Yosef Yaglili, Yoyme Elefi Roiv HaKol Heim Avorchem. Depending upon how many people are there, you make the Nusach HaBrocha. Shenemar, B'makhelois, Borcho Elokim. The Makelos with the Rabbim, you bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the feed the Rabbim, the Baruch Hu changes. That's Rabbi Yosef Lili Shita. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, everybody has the same Nusach, Elokeinu, nothing more. Amu Rabbi Kiva, Ma Metzinu Beis HaKnesses. Rabbi Kiva brings a Raya from Shul. Even though you have 10,000 people davening in Shul, still we don't say more than Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavarach. We don't change the Nusach HaBaruch Hu. For the Gemara, for Rabbi Kiva, High crow the Yosef Lili Mayovidli, but the Yosef Lili had a posit. The posit says, B'makhelois. Okay, according to the Kehila, you have to bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do they do with this posit? And the Gemara, me boy the Likratani. He used it like the Brisa says. Hoyer Meya Oimer, Minayin Shafilu Ubrin Shabemeya Imon Omru Shira Layum. Heshbashas Yitzias Mitzrayim by the Kriyas Yamsuv, a pregnant Isha. Even the Uber inside the stomach also said Shira Takorish Baruch Hu. When I owe the Yoshir, the whole Kaiso said Shira, even the Uberim also said Shira. How do you know it? Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'makeloiz Baruch Hu Lakim Hashem, Mimkor Yisrael. The Mimkor Yisrael means from the Makor, from where they're created from. It's even in the womb, the baby inside the stomach also said Shira Takorish Baruch Hu. So the more of the Iduch, what does Rabbi Yosef really do with this Braisa? So there's no stira. Mimikor nafka. The post is two parts of the posse. From the Makelis, Baruch Hulakim, he learns out of the fee, the Roiv HaKam, you have to give a bracha. And the post ends off with Hashem Mimkor Yisrael. From the word Mimkor, redashins, even inside the stomach, they said Shiva. Trashiv Iduch, Ubrin, Mimikor nafka. V'yanan, Mimakelis Tashinim. But there's two different drushes to the posse. Mimakelis means the fee, the Roiv HaTzibu, you say a different Nusuch. And Mimkor means from the stomach. Omar Rova Halocha Krebikiva. That's how we pass in that we never say more than the Baruch Elokeinu, whether there's 100 or 1,000, 10,000, say the Elokeinu. Ravina Rav Choma Babuzi Ikloy Levei Resh Glusa. They went to eat by Resh Glusa. Kom Rav Choma V'kor Mahad Rav Emeya. When it came to benching, they had something like 98 people there. So he went to look for another two people to make 100 people. Partially he held like a very sick Lili, will say another Nusach, will say Hashem Elokeinu will say now. Omle Ravina, Ravina told him, no, Leitzarichis, don't have to look after the 100. Hochi Yama Rav, look at Rabbi Kiva. So since we pass on Rabbi Kiva, there's no Nafkamina whether you have 98 people or 100 people. You're still going to say the same Nusach, the Baruch Elokeinu. So there's no need to run after another two people. Omar Rav, Kiach, Linon, Rifto, Bei Reish Kalusa. When we ate past by Reish Kalusa, Mevorchinon Gimel Gimel. even though there was a tremendous big suda there, he had like 100 people. The Reish Galusa was the Rabash, the head, and they were in Galus. So a lot of people in together. Still, they used to bench three at a time. Like they broke off from the suda at the end, and they benched three at a time. For the Gemara Ashton's, Levorchu Yud Yud, the Chura, since the Metchila, they sat down 1,100 people even together, so they had a Chiv Zimin to mention Hashem's name Elokeinu, so if they wanted a bench separately, they should have at least taken 10 people together to be able to say Hashem's name. And the Gemara, Shoma Resh Galusa V'Yikput. The Pshat was, Resh Galusa used to take a long time to finish the Suda. And they Pashit can't wait so long, they got nervous. So they didn't want to wait to bench when he gets finished. So they wanted a bench early. If they're going to bench 10 people together, it's going to make a big rush. You have to speak out loud that the 10 people will hear you. So Resh Galusa is going to hear that in the middle of his big Suda, people are starting to bench or get angry. So they couldn't bench 10 people together. That's going to make too much noise. So Resh Galusa will hear and get angry. Be it put. The best dates would be the Nif could be Brichos to Resh Galusa. Or Bazoi, wait for Resh Galusa. You'll have to wait a few minutes. You're Mechuyiv to wait. About you sat down to 100 people here, they had a chiyuv to bench mezumin with saying Elokeinu, so how do they have a right to bench earlier? They should have waited to bench with the Resh Galusa. And the Gemara, Aydi Diavsha, Kuli Yalma, since there were so many people by this Suda, there's such a big tumult there, Leishmiya, they wouldn't be able to hear from the Mevorech his Brocha. They couldn't hear him say, Rebosan Vela mention, or Priyashus Mevorech Elokeinu Shecharam Shloi. They couldn't hear from the Mevorech, like there were thousands of people there. So Mevorech is all the way up there, they were all the way in the back of the room. They couldn't hear him. So if you can't hear him, you're not Yoitz of Bricha Zimun. Therefore, it's Kedai for them to make the Zimun separately, make 3-3. Let them make 10-10. That will be Mevayish the Resh Galusa. So they couldn't do 10-10, it made too much noise. So the Yoitz was, let them make a Zimun 3-3. But to be Yetzer from the Resh Galusa, they couldn't, because they couldn't hear the Brocha. And that's the Halacha. If you don't hear the Brocha, the Mezum, that the Mevorach is saying, you're not Yetzer Brocha Zimun. You have to hear him saying, the Vorach Shechadlum Shaloi. Then we answer back, Vorach Shechadlum Shaloi Tudachinu. But if you don't hear it from him, you're not Yetzer Zimun. So here they said, there's such a big tumult, Loi Shemiya, we don't hear his Brocha, we can't be Yetzer. They'd say it wouldn't be such a problem. Usually by big Suda, they have a microphone already, so you can always hear. But without a microphone, there'd be a Charlotte. So Drashi, Mevorchin Plosa Plosa, Resh Galusa Marech Visudosai, Resh Galusa took a long time for his Suda. The Yanan, Kol Gimel Gimel, Shagomru Sados, and every three that got finished eating, Mizamnim Bekel Nomach, used to bench with a small Kol Nomach. The Yoshrim Acher Habrocham, Achagom Resh Galusa, they would wait till Resh Galusa got finished, they didn't leave. The Yizam Nahu, and then Resh Galusa will make the Zimun. The Ayeshrim Etzloi of the Kel Rum, it's the people that were near Resh Galusa, they'll be Yitzah with his Kel Rum because they can hear him. But the Maskar, the people in the back, couldn't hear the Resh Galusa, so they had to have their own Zimun. The Kamen Porach, when they take the Broch of the Resh Galusa. Shama Resh Galusa, Imho Yum Zam Nim Yud Yud, if they'll make 10 people together, for Yitzorach HaMavorach Lak B'Yakoyloi, Nochamon, the Mavorach has to raise his voice. The Yishama, Resh Galusa, because he has to say loud enough that the 10 people hear him. So if you're saying it's so loud already, Mustama Resh Galusa would also hear what's going on. The Yichrul, he'll get angry at you. Shon Oysim Chabur Le'atzmenu, that you're making your own benching with a Hesiyah. Hesaf Agav Demafiz Nashayim Midei Zimun Shalat Koros Hashem. Even though you're taking yourself out, you're not saying Elokeinu when you bench now 3-3. Zichihod Demizam Resh Galusa Bas Koros Hashem. I later, when Resh Galusa benches, he is going to say Hashem's name. So if the lavin on Nafki Bay, so there's the kasha. How could you mizamin 3-3? You don't have the same zimun as saying Hashem's name. Wait already for Resh Galusa. There's the Gemara's teretz later. Because the Amar Rav Taisva, the aim zimun of Afreya, afilu ochi nichlo b'hochi mishum diavsha kuli yalma. The Gemara's teretz shayasham misubim rabin v'ein kol hamavarach nishma, that they wouldn't be yaitza anyway from Resh Galusa. Since there are so many people and they're talking, whatever it was, they're moving, that when the Mevorach said, Mevorach Elokeinu, the people in the back couldn't hear him. So it wouldn't help waiting to say Hashem's name. They're not Yetzer Zimun altogether. So now they did the best they could do is bench 3-3. By Kopon, this comes out, the famous Shiloh, well, they go to a Chasana, and Matchila, you wash together 10 people at the table, or you have everybody together. So who it's Chalachiv Zimun, you have to bench 10 people together to be able to say Hashem's name, the Baruch Elokeinu. It wouldn't be enough just to bench 3 at a time. Because three, you don't say like Hashem's name. But the shala, how are you allowed to leave the chasna early if you don't hear the benching of Baruch Elokeinu? So Allah gets brought down the shasat chak. If you have a tzorech mitzvah, shasat chak, Amor, you could be makel to bench Abiyim Mezamim 3, even though you're not saying Hashem Elokeinu, you're not saying Hashem's name. Rav Moshe has a nature, Moshe talks about in the Shuvas, that people ask him, the chasna goes to 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. The guy's going to stay to 1 in the morning, he has to go to work next morning 6 o'clock. He'll never make it to work next morning. What's his etzah? So Moshe gave an etzah that if you know for sure you have to leave the chasna early, the shas you wash, have in das that you do not want to be kaveh with the other people in the Suda. You don't want to be mitzvah to zimun with them. Then it's never chal upon you chiv zimun. Then you can bench whenever you want by yourself. So he learns a chiddush that helps. If you have das matchila b'shas you wash, you do not want to be mitzvah with the rabbim. Then it's called like eating by yourself, and you never had a chiv zimun upon you. Then you can bench early and leave early. But without that, that's the gemara here. That without a good reason, you're not supposed to leave early, because since you chal 10 people ate together, there's chal a chiv zimun the same of baruch alakenu. Here they had an eight circles, they couldn't hear them over. But today by chasna, usually what they do is they at least by shas shevet brachos, usually they make everybody go up near the mavurah to listen to him, because he's supposed to hear the mavurah, he's supposed to hear the brachos. Right? Omar Rabbi Tosfos, Haino Gimel de Karchi Rift about the Adodi. If you have three people that wash together, V'kodim Chad Menayu Baruch Ladaiti. One person has got nervous, and he finished eating and he benched by himself. He didn't wait for the two, he benched by himself. Is Aloha in and Nafkin Mizim of the day. Now later, he's still there. When the other two.